I was worried for a while, man. The polls, you know, I was over here when you went through the Labor-Tory poll situation. I was so afraid that was going to happen back home, man. Labor ahead. Cool, it looks like it's Labor ahead.
Fuck you, wrong. Wrong, death to your dreams and hopes. The rampaging elephant has friends.
See, I wonder how real this whole thing is, man. You know, did people actually get in there and vote with their fucking wallets again? Or did they vote for Labor and then that fucking old guy from the snooker game go over and take their vote? There will be no changes. Your hopes will remain just that. The polls. I'm sick of the polls. Cut them out. They're not funny. Quit it. You know, and they're so misleading. I saw one on CNN one time. How many people disapprove of George Bush's handling of the country? 70%. Of these same people, how many will vote for him again in November? 70%. What the fuck? Where did they take that at? Some S&M parlor? Ow. More. Ow. Keep going. Ow, don't stop. Never been in an S&M parlor, but you get the fucking point. It's my white boy suburb fucking impression of S&M. Requires bending over. Just so right on the money. But these polls, you know, they get the answers they want by how they ask the questions. You know what I mean? Like during the Persian Gulf War, we would hear questions like, do you think George Bush, a good Christian white man, should send troops to Iraq to stem the brown Islamic tide from coming over here and fucking your daughter? Not to say I'm for this war. 98% of all Americans support the war. That's just it. Guess it was in that 2%. Actually, I was for the war. I was just against the troops. And I didn't like those young people. I was all for the carnage. Don't get me wrong. I am an American. Americans love carnage. We love death, folks. It's a, what are they saying? Ecstasy and violent fucking dream America is. NRA, National Rifle Association, love the L.A. riots. They love the L.A. You should have seen them on TV. Oh, man. During the riots, they're on TV. Ah! Ha ha ha! It's about as literate as they can be, but I think what the fine Neanderthal redneck fellow was trying to get across in his own inimitable grunting way. I actually heard one of them say, "See, yeah, see, now how do you feel? The mob coming and you no gun, huh? Here come the mob, you no gun. How does that feel?" See, before I bought a gun, I try and figure out what it is about me that keeps attracting fucking mobs, man. That's the way I'd work the problem. After all, I might run out of ammo one day. I have to talk to these fellas.